Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost and a very happy Thursday out there to all of you boosters. This is our daily dose of inspiration and actionable insight coming directly to you from AWB Education. Thank you for joining me this morning. In today's rapidly changing educational landscape, a fixed approach just doesn't always work. We need to be more like a fast-moving, adaptable team rather than a slow-moving battleship. So today we're talking about boosting your agile leadership muscles. What does it mean to be flexible, adaptable, and collaborative as a leader? We'll give you a simple three-step process to start building this essential skill. So let's get into it. Agile leadership is about more than just reacting to change. It's about anticipating it and building a culture that can quickly pivot and problem solve. It's the ability to lead with flexibility, empowering your teams to adapt and innovate in real time. Now, here's a simple three-step process you can use to start building your agile leadership skills. Step one, identify one area that needs a quick, responsive change. Instead of tackling a huge school-wide initiative, find a smaller problem. Maybe it's a bottleneck in parent communication, or maybe a process for submitting supply requests. Step two, gather a small, diverse team to address it. The key here is to include people who are directly affected by the problem. This isn't about top-down directives. It's about collaborative problem solving. This diverse group can bring different perspectives and innovative solutions to the table. Step three, test a new idea and be ready to learn from it. This is the agile part. You don't need a perfect plan. You create a hypothesis, try a solution on a small scale, and then analyze the results. If it works, great. You can expand it. If it doesn't, you learn from it and try something else. This process reduces the risk and builds confidence in your ability to adapt. As author and thought leader Simon Sinek says, the best leaders are those who are lifelong learners. Your ability to experiment and learn from failure is a core part of that trait.
Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
By taking these small, deliberate steps, you build trust and resilience within your teams. They see you not as a rigid authority figure, but as a partner in solving challenges. This approach creates a culture where teachers feel safe to try new instructional strategies and staff are empowered to find efficiencies in their work. It shifts the dynamic from waiting for a directive to actively participating in school improvement. This is how you can cultivate a school community that can navigate any challenge that comes our way together. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. We'll be back again to wrap up this week with another piece of advice coming to you from AWB Education. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.